Welcome to Land Yap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio on issues, people, and events. I'm Tyler Smith. University of Louisiana at Monroe's College of Arts, Education, and Sciences is featuring art from students, faculty, and artists nationwide in its 2016 Spring Art Crawl on several campus locations this Thursday, February 18th. Aureli Castillo joins me in studio. So this is still a fairly new event. There was a crawl last semester. What inspired the department to continue it this year?
Well, so it all started with VAPA having several events going on. And then the College of Arts, Education, and Sciences was hosting an event for Dr. Kaufman and with the anniversary of Katrina. And so we have so much going on, so we decided why not go ahead and do a ULM art crawl. And the event was great. And so this year we decided, this semester, we decided to go ahead and have another one, and it's gonna be phenomenal. We have more galleries now adding into the event, so I hope people can come and join us.
And several galleries indeed. Let's talk about some of those galleries that will be featured in the crawl.
Okay, so we have the Walker Gallery. This is a gallery that just opened last semester. And we have the best of the best. The students have works from ceramics. They have paintings. They have photographs. And it's really, really selective work. All of the work is for sale. As a matter of fact, I got work last time from a student called Ansel Jordan, and I have his piece at my office, and it's just beautiful. And it really, really means a lot when somebody buys the art from the students, and it's fantastic. We're also gonna have a Brie Art Gallery. Our feature artist is Vitus Schell. He's also the artist resident in Mazur Museum. He's a local artist. He's from Monroe, and his work is absolutely fabulous. It's very colorful, big, and it talks about social issues. So he also is going to have an art talk starting at 5:00. It's gonna go about 15 to 20 minutes, so hopefully people can join us. We are also gonna have students doing some work and also showing a lot of their work, their latest pieces at Stubbs Hold 234 and 236. And Dr. Mara Love in the communication program, she is gonna be showing her pieces. They're nature-based, so she has work on wood, she has ceramics, and she has jewelry made out of precious and semi-precious stones, so it's gonna be beautiful.
So a very wide range of artists who will be participating in this crawl. This is very interesting because this is not only geared towards students and faculty or art majors in general, this is geared towards anybody who has a passion for art.
Oh, absolutely. So we're trying to expand, especially showing, having the space at the dean's office. We can recruit people that are not necessarily, like you said, in the art program, but Dr. Loeb, she's in the communication program, and so she is able to show her work, such as Dr. Kaufman. She's also in communications. So the College of Arts, Education, and Sciences has a variety of people that they just are very talented, and you just never know what kind of talent you're gonna find in our college.
Absolutely, and let's talk about one of the other galleries that are gonna be featured in this crawl, the Walker Gallery. Now this is gonna be for select artwork only. Let's talk about that gallery.
Okay, so it's one of my favorites. The gallery is actually open every day. So if you happen to miss this show tomorrow. You can come there. I believe it's open from 8 o'clock to 5 o'clock. And if it's closed, you can just go to the dean's office and now we will let you in. So you can find work from one of my favorite people, Betty Crouch. She is fantastic. She does ceramics based on the Louisiana life. So she uses a lot of bases with shrimps, and you can just like have that feeling of that Louisiana Cajun kind of New Orleansy style. It's very, very nice. Lots of photographs, black and white, color photographs. There's also some, there is a beautiful piece showing these awesome lights. And I am attracted to light, so it's just so interesting to see all this composition on how this student created just using light bulbs, and actually they work. So it's beautiful, very, very nice.
Yes, and something very interesting as well is while people are going around visiting these galleries, they'll be able to enjoy music in the process. Let's talk about the Guitar Festival, which will also be featured throughout the gallery.
Okay, so yes, so VAPA is also hosting the Guitar Festival throughout this week. And as a treat, we are going to have a preview. So we're going to have students performing for maybe 15 to 20 minutes and give a little preview of what's coming. So the show after starts at 7:30 at the Bidenhall Recital Hall. So it's a great way that people can go to the Crow and then continue to the festival. And then we're also going to have light refreshments, so you can make an evening out of it.
Aureli Castillo joining me in discussion about ULM's College of Arts and Sciences 2016 Spring Art Crawl taking place on ULM's campus starting at 5 p.m. Aureli, where can people go for more information?
So you can go to our webpage, and we have a media release at a ULM website, or they can also call me at 342-1296.
All right, Aureli Castillo is the Facilities Manager and Coordinator of Marketing and Development at ULM. Aureli, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Find this and other Land Yaps on our website at kedm.org.
You rely on KEDM Public Radio to inform, to educate, and to entertain. Join us every morning and afternoon for news you can trust.
I'm Ann Archer-Dennington. I am Director of Museums for the City of Monroe, and that includes the Masser Museum and the Cooley House. When I was moving to Monroe, that was one of the selling points. As people started telling me about it, people actually bragged on the fact that Monroe had a wonderful NPR station. Please join me in supporting KEDM and realize that when you do that, you're supporting Northeast Louisiana and Southern Arkansas.
To make your pledge, go to kedm.org or call 342-5575.